Blog Talk Radio.
My body, my mind, my choice. To wear the clothes I like even as my spirit roams naked. My choice. To be a size 0 or a size 15. They don't have a size for my spirit, and never will. To use cotton and silk to trap my soul is to believe you can halt the expansion of the universe or capture sunlight in the palm of your hand. Your mind is caged, let it free. My body is not. Let it be. My choice. To marry or not to marry. To have sex before marriage. To have sex outside of marriage. To not have sex. My choice. To love temporarily or to lust forever. My choice. To love a man or a woman or both. Remember, you are my choice. I'm not your privilege. The bindi on my forehead, the ring on my finger, adding your surname to mine, they're ornaments. They can be replaced. My love for you cannot. So treasure that. My choice. To come home when I want. Don't be upset if I come home at 4 a.m. Don't be fooled if I come home at 6 p.m. My choice. To have your baby or not. To pick you from 7 billion choices or not. So don't get cocky. My pleasure may be your pain. My song, your noise. My order, your anarchy. Your sins, my virtues. My choices are like my fingerprints. They make me unique. I am the tree, not the forest. I am the snowflake, not the snowfall. You are the snowflake.
Wake up.
Get out of the shitstorm. I choose to empathize or to be indifferent. I choose to be different. I am the universe. Infinite in every direction. This is my choice.
Today, so good to hear from you. Tell me about
Greetings. I'd like to give you all a warm welcome to today's show. I'm your host, of course, Faith, and you're live in Her Story too. Welcome. I'd like to give you all a warm welcome. Herzlich willkommen. Ich freue mich, euch zu sehen. Wie geht es euch? Was macht euch eigentlich? Seid ihr immer zusammen? Weil dann, ich bin ein bisschen neidisch. Nee? Also, cool. Freue mich sehr, sehr. Wirklich. Das macht sehr viel Spaß, ja. A warm welcome to all of you on the call lines and in the chat. I'd like to give you a warm welcome. You're live on our Friday show, Copenhagen Vibes. Today, we will be talking about soul food. And that does not mean chicken. It doesn't mean fried chicken and jambalaya and collard greens and what y'all call soul food in the U.S. Mm-mm. We're talking about mind, soul, body, and spirit. Yes, that's what we're talking about. So a warm welcome to all of you. And I'm so glad, as always, that you're hanging out with us live on the show. Definitely looking forward to taking your calls, as always. I love to hear from you all as well. I love to hear your opinions. I like it when we chart it out with you. So I hope some of y'all have your brave hats on and you can press one. Remember that that's all you got to do. If you press one or you raise your hand, that'll be my cue that you want to say something. If your mics are open, especially if you're all ones and your mics are open, if you have some background noise, just mute yourself, yeah, because it's a live show, and it's, as you know, with all live shows, it's very sensitive to any kind of noise. So do me that favor and mute yourself if you don't want to talk and you have some background noise. I appreciate that. Thank you. Remember that if you're calling from outside the U.S., you will need to dial the country code and then dial 646-668-8830, and that will get you right in. Y'all are still asking me what you're gonna do about Skype. Patience, y'all. Be gracious. Block Talk is working on the Skype. Trust me, they are working on it, and they actually do give us some updates. So be patient. Be patient. Yeah. Of course, y'all can go ahead and post wherever y'all want to post in the chat. Yes, we're going to be talking about happiness. Any happiness gurus over here? I can see y'all, so the description. Well, any happiness gurus in the house, you know, raise your hands or just press one or just jump right in and share all your wisdom on happiness. We all want to be happy, you know. That's how we do it over here. So warm welcome to those of you who are trickling in and joining us. Warm welcome. I'd also like to remind you, as always, that the chat room is now open and you're most welcome to come on over and join us here in the chat. Yes, go ahead, jump right in and chat away. If it's your first time on Blog Talk Radio or on Her Story too, all you got to do is go to Blog Talk Radio. blogtalkradio.com/herstory2, and then click on the link that says sign up, and that will get you right in. So welcome. Once again, you're live on Her Story 2, and I'm your host, Faith, and I'm so glad that you're hanging out with us this Friday on Copenhagen Vibes. Yes, I know y'all could be anywhere, seriously, so I really appreciate y'all here. Yes, so this show, like all the other Her Story shows, starts with a little welcome party. Yes, we like to have a little dance, you know, enjoy the good vibes of music. Music, you know, has some healing properties as well. So we're going to do that, have a little party. Yes, we call it a welcome party. So dance along. It's also the time for you to get yourself comfortable, get your cup of coffee, cup of tea, your water, some juice, whatever floats your boat, your smoothies. It's 5:40 in Copenhagen. So some of y'all want to have a beer, go ahead, grab that.
pen and pad. You never know, someone might just drop a pearl. You know, people pick different pearls. So if one is dropped, you don't want to miss that. If you're like me, I always have a notepad and a pen. I'm always jotting down things. And it's always cool when you look at what you jotted down weeks later and you're like, oh my goodness, that sure was pearl. So go ahead, grab your notepads as well. Yeah. Yes, 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 yes. Y'all know what I've been playing, but you can tell it's Soul Food today. So I'm going to play a little bit something different. I'm in the mood for some soul music. It's really cool music I'm going to play for y'all. Y'all going to like it. Nee, das Spiel ist nicht heute. Vielleicht Montag. Oh, I'm so good. Oh, it took me a long time. Next to smile. Das habe ich nicht. Also wirklich. Yeah. Das weiß ich. Yeah. Das habe ich nicht. Yeah. Aber ich spiele was. Ich weiß, dass in der Arie hat euch auch gut gefallen oder nicht. Ja? Yeah? Stimmt. Sehr schön. So, ich spiele etwas von in der Arie auch. Ich hoffe, das macht euch ein bisschen Spaß. Und nächstes Mal, ich habe das hier notiert. So, nächstes Mal spiele ich das für euch. Ja, yeah. Selbstverständlich. Okay, so welcome to the welcome party. We're going to party a little bit, and then when we come right back, we're going to dive right into today's share. Party away, and we'll be right back. Yes, yes, we'll be right back.
The light, use every bit of the power I have inside. you did was worry. You didn't want nobody. Thought it would get better, but it's falling more. Oh, it's falling more. Ever. I just hope that we would, cause you're always up to no good. Maybe it'll take someone else. Show me better. But I don't wanna leave ya. Hey, have you ever need someone so bad, but he ain't willing to make it last? Sometimes you gotta lose to win again. Cause it makes you cry, 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 and all you do is fight. Can't get no sleep at night. Sometimes you gotta lose to win again. Some of you know what it feels like, caught up just in his life. Don't wanna try again, thinking what's the difference. Why am I not interested? When you've been broken, you feel like no one can fix it. Yeah. Have you ever need someone so bad, but he ain't willing to make it last? Sometimes you gotta lose to win again.
Win again.
Oh, that makes you cry.
It makes you cry.
Just dance, dance, dance. Come on. All those things I shouldn't do, but you dance, dance. Welcome, welcome back. Hope you all enjoyed that as much as I did. A warm welcome to all the callers who've joined us on the call line and to everybody who's joined us in the chat. I'd like to give you a warm welcome. Once again, you're live on Her Story 2. Today's show is our Friday show, Copenhagen Vibes. And today we're going to be giving you some soul food. Yes, yes, yes. We're not giving you fried chicken or collard greens. We're giving you some inspiration on ways that you can enhance your well-being and elevate your mind. How about that? So y'all better be on your best behavior today. We have a special guest. Y'all need to behave, okay? You're spoiled for choice today. We have a very, very special guest in the house. Yes, yes, yes. If y'all have questions, definitely looking forward to taking your calls today. As always, raise your hand or press one. That would make you that you want to say something. All ones, your mics are open, so just dive right in whenever you're ready. I also want to remind you that today's show, as well as all the other shows, are available to you 24/7. Yeah, 24 hours, 7 days a week. So you can actually go back and download, and listen to the shows anytime you want. Yes, yes, yes. Yes. So let's welcome our guest. Y'all, I am so serious. Y'all need to behave yourselves in the chat because I know y'all can go in. Okay. So welcome, welcome. I'm going to welcome our special guest. And let's just check if she's there. Hold on. Hello, Ankuta. Are you there?
Hi, Faith. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. How are you, girl?
That's great.
How are you
doing? Great. I'm
How's
fine,
everything?
Thanks. Everything
nice
is everything is good. I'm happy to be here with you today.
But
oh, God. I'm so special, by the way. You kept introducing me as a very special guest. I'm not really sure why I'm so special, but I'm really, really glad to be here.
Y'all are always so special. Trust me, it's a treat. Y'all don't know who Ankuta is. I'm going to tell you who Ankuta is and why I say she's a special person. So a little bit about Ankuta. She's actually originally from Romania, but she lives in Copenhagen in Denmark. We met in a very special way. We both work for a really cool organization called WAFA. Ankuta will tell us a little bit about that. I'll just let her take over the floor. She's the communications director over there, and she's a media girl. She's just the best, and she just lays it out there. She really does her thing over there at WAFA. And yeah, we're just going to chat it up with her and talk a little bit about, you know, mind, body, happiness, balance. We're just going to kick it with her, and she's going to share some of the cool stuff, some of her Ankuta wisdom with us. And we're just going to take it easy and let us take the conversation where it goes. So a warm welcome to Ankuta. Thank you for hanging out with us.
Yes. Thank you for having me, and it's great to see this side of you and hear this side of you. I've only met you in WAFA, so I was quite surprised to hear about your radio show, and it's really cool to get to know this side of you.
I know, right? And you already have a question in the chat. They're asking, how do you say hello in Romanian?
Oh, okay. Well, I guess we have several ways of saying hello. I guess bună seara, which means good evening. Bună, which is like the short version, and it's sort of hey or hey there.
Cool.
And we have another one, which is sort of a Roman style kind of way, saying salut, which basically means hey yo.
Y'all hear that? It makes English look like a retarded language. Like, there's so many ways to say hello, right?
Yeah, I actually was thinking about it because, you know, I haven't really spoken Romanian in a little bit of time. Because I'm here in Denmark, so I speak English most of the time, and I'm trying to pick up Danish. So I haven't spoken Romanian in some time. So, yeah. But it's, I think, a friendly way to say it is salut. So, salut.
Salut. There you have it, guys. So now you're spoiled for choice. Yeah, y'all can see how the English language is really like amateurish. No offense, I speak English, but I mean all those different ways of saying hello is really amazing. So Ankuta, what's cooking? We're gonna talk about the mind, body, and soul. How does that sound?
That's a complex topic.
I know, right? Yeah.
Yeah, when you came up with the soul food idea, I started thinking of, you know, what does that mean? And, you know, I immediately thought of the way we met and WAFA, which is the Water Air Food Awards. That's the NGO we both work for, and we love doing it. And I kind of thought how that is, for me, something that feeds my soul and makes me somehow grow as a person, because basically soul food for me connects to something that helps you grow and develop as a person. And I sort of, you know, I started thinking of how WAFA basically, maybe I should tell you a little bit of what it is for most of you or a lot of you who don't know. What this NGO does. Basically, it's an NGO that seeks sustainable solutions around the world, some of them in very remote places, projects that help bring clean air and clean water and food to people most in need. And we are trying to identify them, and they get in a competition for an award for sustainability, and they are being promoted worldwide. And we try to help connect them with potential sponsors and anybody who can actually help replicate the solution so they can actually solve global problems. So basically, it's about bringing, you know, water and food to people in a very physical sense, like securing basic needs, but at the same time, it's about creating a message of hope and promoting the good work that's being done, which is basically what creates hope and what makes us all, you know, see that good things are possible in the world and changes are possible. And, you know, it's not just hope creating, you know, from thin air, but actually from good work that people are doing. So for me, this is it's the reason why I got so involved in co-op and why I love what I'm doing so much. So that's one way of, you know, feeding yourself, because I guess for me, it's really important to do something for others. If I think of what makes me feel good, if I think of, you know, food for the soul, I think of, yeah, what can I do for others? It's something that enriches me as a person. So I guess, yeah, that's how I got to, you know, connect to WAFA and how you and I met with this idea of the food for the soul.
Yeah, it's a really cool thing.
I went a little bit around. Hope I
no,
make sense.
No, it's absolutely fine. And I've also put the link in the chat for y'all who want to go and read a little bit more about the organization. It's a really cool organization. Big shout out to Carlos and Fabrizio and Tina. big shout out to y'all. And, you know, y'all are the coolest. We're just hanging out here, chopping it up, you know. But y'all, really, go and take a look at the website. I've put it in the chat, you know. If you know people in your areas who are doing some really cool stuff that, you know, you want to share with the world, nominate them, you know. Or, you know, just, you know, hit us up, drop an email, and, you know, let us know what they're doing. It's always interesting for us to know, just like Ankuta said, but, you know, it also involves those who are forgotten, you know, those people who generally wouldn't get the, you know, the publicity, you know, per se. So, you know what, check it out, hit us up, it's really, really cool. And you know what, Ankuta, you said something very interesting when you talked about helping others. We actually had a show, Investing in Her, where I was sharing what I call Oprah wisdom. And one of the things Oprah Winfrey says is one of her secrets to success is helping others.
Mm-hmm.
But she says, yeah, and she says, you know, she actually is an advocate for helping yourself by helping others. And like you said, you know, you feel very good about yourself, and that's true. I totally agree with you. I share the same approach. I really think it's very special when you help others, you help yourself as well, and it really, really makes you feel good. And talking about soul food, we have a question in the chat, and somebody's asking, do you actually feel that you're happier when you help others?
It's that's the question for me or for Boro?
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a question for you, Miss Dieri.
Yeah, I actually do feel that. But I think happiness is, you know when you're happy, I guess. For me, it does involve other people in a way. I'm a very social person in general. I'm very aware of what's going on around me and other people's feelings. I get my, energy and my creative vibe from interacting with people. So actually, yes, I feel I'm happy or happier when those around me are happy. So when I do something for someone, yeah, I guess it definitely enhances my feeling or my state of happiness. Yeah.
You know, while you were talking, I was thinking about, the different aspects that are portrayed as happiness. You know, when you see the commercials on television, when you see the media and the advertising and you see all these commercials, if you do this, you're going to be super happy. If you do this, you're going to be extremely happy. And I think sometimes advertising can misrepresent what happiness is. You know, they kind of portray this ideology of bliss. If you have the sports car, if you have this and that. And we all know rich people, wealthy people have all told us money doesn't make you happy. You know, it's a simple thing that actually makes you happy. You know, there's also a lot of research that's been done out there where people who are not very well, who are actually and sometimes very poor are much, much happier. So I'm just thinking that, what are your thoughts on that? Would you say that happiness is a feeling, happiness is having material things? You know, is that happiness? The more resources you have, does that make you happier? Does that make you have a better mindset?
You've said it already that it's kind of, we all know this saying that, money doesn't bring happiness, but, some say it maintains it. but I guess it's the sort of question that you can answer individually.
I'm laughing because I have to share this with you. Sorry to interrupt. Don't lose your train of thought. But somebody put it in the chat. They're like, they're looking forward to their jet and that's going to make them very, very happy. And somebody else wrote that they want to win the lottery in order to be happy. So I don't know whether y'all are pulling our legs or you're very serious. But you know what? We share the same happiness with you. Go on, Akunta.
Well, that's exactly what I was talking about. It kind of depends. Everybody experiences happiness differently. So for some people, maybe winning the lottery is actually, making them happy. That's no question about it. There are people for whom material things mean happiness. And whether or not that's actual happiness, I don't think we should even debate that, because if that's what makes them happy, well, perhaps for me, it's quite sad if your happiness relies on, material things and how much you gain or, how much money you make or the stuff you have, the things you can buy. But if that's the sort of, criteria you measure yourself by, or you measure your happiness by, then there's not much more to say there. For me, I think happiness is more of a state of mind and soul, in the sense that it has to be a, if you want to think between your mind and your spirit, I'd rather call it joy than happiness. I prefer to call it joy. It's a state of, well-being and peaceful. Mm.
So what you mean is
mind.
Like when
I don't know how to. Yeah, it has to do definitely with my interior self. It doesn't have, it has nothing to do with maybe with the well-being of the people around me, as I said before, but definitely not with how much I have or what I own or not.
And just, piggybacking on what you have said, do you think that we put too much weight then on what we, quote-unquote, define as success and then quote-unquote define as failure? You know what I mean? And that's another thing, I want to also, piggyback on one of my favorite women on the planet, which is Oprah. And she always says, nothing like failure. It's just learning, it's just all about learning on the journey to achieving your goals. But do you think that we put so much weight on success and, so much weight on failure based on perception of what society perceives these are?
Well, definitely, it has it definitely has an impact. I mean, it also depends how we perceive failure, because for some people, failure is just, like you said, it's just, you know, it's a step. For some people, it's actually a big fall, and a failure can mean, you know, something that maybe you wouldn't notice, but it's for someone else, it's a very, very big thing. So, and I guess we are, to some extent, raised in a certain way to experience failure. It has to do with our childhood as well, and the way, for example, our parents relate to us when we do something wrong as kids. Mm-hmm. You know, for some people or for some parents, a bad mark in school is a sort of a, you know, tragedy. And then
little do they know, a few years it won't even matter.
Exactly. It won't matter. Yeah, absolutely. But it doesn't matter later. But you know, it's the
in
way
the moment.
You,
yeah.
But it's the way in which you learn to experience failure. You know, as in everything that doesn't really go exactly your way, is a failure. And then, definitely, you will be a very unhappy person throughout your life because of, you know, we all fail at times, big or small. But you know, that's going to count very, very heavy on you know how you feel. So I guess failure can you can weight it differently. I don't know. I do tend to take failure quite hard. I don't really.
Oh, you're not alone. Trust me, you're not alone on that. I mean, we're all there because, you know, there's so much pressure put on people to have this and that, to achieve A and B and C and D. And so a lot of things, even things that should not be perceived as a failure. And, you know, we can agree that looking back on things that you thought, like the grades, you're like, it didn't even matter. But when you were going through the motions, it's just really.
How do you define failure? Because something, for someone, it can be a failure. For someone else, it's like, this is nothing. I mean, just... So it's kind of, I don't know, what is failure for you?
I don't even focus on what is failure. I don't know. I mean, I never always got the best grades, you know, and considering the best grade is an A, you know, but I think what you said is it depends on your upbringing. If your parents beat you over the head, if you don't get it, if they make it feel like, oh my God, how could you get a D? How could you get a C? How could you get a B? You know, you're supposed to get an A and A and A. And, you know, it's something that then you will start, if it's hammered in your head over and over again, you'll become this kind of person who just looks at even a B as completely total failure. But somebody else's parent is like, oh, who cares? You know, just a grade, you know, just give it your best shot. So I think what you said is right. Upbringing, you know, the way you're raised tends to influence how you perceive things. And I have to say that me, you know, growing up, my parents were very, you know, my dad was more like very laissez-faire. He never really took, you know, he was like, okay, cool, you know, just, you know, pull up your grade in another area because I take the average. You know, he just always looked at things in a very relaxed manner. And my mom was
I mean, my dad was the same. But for example, my mom, she's quite different.
My mom too. So we have the same background. My mom
was
also quite different. Go on.
Yeah, my dad is super cool and laid back. So I kind of, you know, I like to think that I'm somewhere in between, you know.
Yeah, because you don't want somebody who's so, so laid back. You know what I mean? Where, you know, they don't even, you know.
Yeah,
they don't even push you to push yourself. So I'm very thankful for that balance. Yeah.
Yeah, me
caller too. Caller with the last four digits, 8607. Your mic is open, so feel free to come in. Hey, what's up, guys? Oh, welcome. This is our co-host, Shani Chaz. Please introduce yourself. We have a special guest, Shaz. I told everybody, you all have to be in your best behavior. We're behaving ourselves today.
Welcome to the special guest. Who is it?
Our special guest is Ankuta. Ankuta works.
Ankuta. Okay.
She's called Ankuta Tarta. She's originally from Romania, and we work together at Wafer. So she's the communications director there. Yes, yes, yes.
Well,
and I do strategy there.
My pleasure to invite you to the show.
Thank you. My pleasure to be here.
Yes.
chat. Welcome. Introduce yourself. Introduce yourself to Ankuta.
Well, does she really want to know who I am?
Pretty much, yeah. It's nice to know who you're talking to.
Hey, I'm Shazid, and well, you know, it's easier to just call me Shaz, and I'm from Copenhagen, CPH, and I'm just chilling like I always do, you know. I don't want to stress, but still I'm still stressing myself, so yeah.
Okay, we were just talking about failure, so, you know, maybe we should get back to chilling. You see, I'm bringing some negativity in this good Copenhagen vibe. I'm not sure if it's a smart move to invite me, Faith.
It was a very, very smart move. You know, we're just going to have to work with that. It's no problem.
Yeah, you need some balance, you know. You cannot be all chilled and...
Oh, I know, right? Shaz, yep. We're talking about some soul food. Mm-hmm, go for it. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, are we talking about just no stress and just, you know, chill, try to just go with the flow? Is that what we're talking about? Because sometimes it's
we're
really
talking
hard to not
about.
Stress.
I know, right? We're talking about. We're trying to figure out how to, you know, how to shift our mindset and how to redirect our thoughts. You know, we're talking about success and failure. What does that mean? You know, what can we do to don't, you know, not to get caught up in these kind of cliches, you know, the definitions. This is success, this is failure, you know, this is life, this is not life, you know. That's what we're talking about, basically, in a nutshell. Mm-hmm. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here, but I think that I mean, it's so hard these days, like, because, you know, like, if you want to just try to not, like, stress, just, you know, just be calm. I don't think it should work, though. You should just chill at home and then let the man work and come home with all the money.
Girl, we're about here and we're about empowering women, honey. What happens when the guy dies? He gets into a car crash and you don't even know how to pay your bills, honey. We ain't doing none of that. Y'all, this is a disclaimer. Do not take Shaz's advice. We are not doing that. It ain't that kind of party.
Don't take his advice. No. But no, I think, like,
no.
If your man
no, Shaz, like, you can't take us back to the 20s.
It's not the 20s, but, you know, sometimes really, like, just think about yourself. But I think in our generation, we just have to, you know, maybe not stress too much and sometimes think about, okay, now it's like, okay, you get to work, this is your hours, you get home, now you have the time for yourself. And then try to just, you know, just be relaxed and do, you know, do the stuff that you usually do and don't think about work when you get, I mean, because I think sometimes it's really hard. It's also like...
But you know, you're talking about something very interesting. And there's something interesting you've mentioned, Shaz. And this is a question I'd like to pose to Ankuta. You've been hearing what Shaz has been talking about. Do you think in this case, it would be important to redirect your thoughts and try to shift your mindset? Because, you know...
I'm not sure if I heard everything because there's some echo in the background. And
yeah, there's a lot of background. But basically what she was saying is sometimes it's hard to get over the stress. And, you know, you just want to be home sometimes. It's just too much. But I think this is where now, again, we're talking about the soul food, you know, mind health, you know, body, you know, spirit and happiness and all that. So I was just posing the question, do you think that, in, you know, based on what she's saying, we should do our best to redirect our thoughts? Because, you know, if you focus on one thing, you tend to reinforce that.
I mean, yeah. Generally, the way it works is that I think the problem is actually that it's very hard to be focused and to leave things behind you. Like, you know, day passes really quickly. You're at work. You have a lot of things to do. Then I think the point of it's not so much as redirecting your thoughts as to actually living in the moment and doing what you're doing at that time. So now you're home, you're back from work, you're home with your boyfriend, girlfriend, alone, I don't know, child, whatever. You're here now in this moment and you're supposed to enjoy and focus on what you're doing now. And you know, so I think the thing is not so much redirecting as disconnecting and trying to, you know, live your life as in what's going on right now, and being there, you know, mind and body, and enjoying what's going on. Redirecting your thoughts, I don't know, how does that work?
I think what I mean is
the sense of being positive, like, you know,
yes,
now I'm stressed and then I'm,
because, you know,
I'm not really a big fan of positive thinking.
No, it's okay, not positive thinking per se, but, you know, if you tend to say, I'm going to have a bad day, I'm going to have a bad day, it's almost inevitable you're going to have a bad day because you're looking for everything bad. And I know it may look like, oh, you know, you're just talking about positive thinking, positive thoughts, and all that good stuff.
Can I add something? Can I add something?
Yeah, absolutely. Jump right in.
When you just said, like, okay, it's really, like, it's actually true. If you, you know, if you wake up in the morning and, like, you just say, okay, today is just going to be, like, an F-word day. And that actually is going to be the F-word day. But if you're going to wake up...
Mm-hmm.
And with, like, this positive attitude, even though you maybe you hate your teacher, you hate your boss, you hate your employees, you hate your classmates, whatever, but actually it's going to be such a bad day for you, but it's going to be, you know, stay positive, you're going to say, okay, you know, I will try to get the best out of it, then it's actually going to turn out to be a good day for you, at least not, like, a very negative day. So I think it has a lot to do with how you approach it, you know, like, okay, if you're really going to be positive and everything, actually, you will actually get, I mean, maybe sometimes, maybe not the whole day, but more than a half day through with okay, you know, you'll be like, okay, well, I'm okay with today's, you know, what I have been doing, maybe at school, at university, at work, at home, with your kids, with your family, with your husband, with your boyfriend, with your girlfriend, you know, with your grandma, with your aunties or uncle, whatever, you know, it really has to do with your thoughts. And how you, and your mood, and, you know, how you, you know, like, I mean, how you think. Because if you're going to stay, like, negative and always staying, like, in bad direction, actually, you would get depressed and stressed.
Yeah, and
so,
I think that's also what causes more depression, when people get stuck in that emotion, you know, of thoughts, because the mind is so powerful, I think. And, you know, I think that, like you're saying, Shah, if you get stuck there, you know, you just get stuck there. And, you know, well, yeah. But,
yeah.
But then I think, yeah.
I definitely agree with that. Like, having a good mindset is makes the whole... You know, it makes a huge difference. What I meant was more like, you know, we don't have to try so hard. This was the kind of positive thinking I was referring to, you know, because sometimes people are like, just, oh, you know, you're trying too hard. And sometimes, you know, everybody has a bad day. I mean,
yeah,
sometimes
you're trying too hard sometimes.
Things don't go as you know. I mean, there's just so much you can control in a day, and even the most positive person has sometimes a bad day, because, you know, things get to you. We're human. We're not robots. We cannot program ourselves to think positively. That's one of my issues with, you know, positive thinking and this kind of books that teach you how to do things in 3 steps and how to change your mindset in, you know, 5 steps.
Those 5 steps, I mean, really, but, and the thing also is, I agree with you in the respect that all these emotions are human emotions, and
but
they're not there by mistake. They're not there by mistake. If you're angry, you should be allowed to be angry, you know, because those are human emotions. And if you keep everything inside all the time, you're actually suppressing natural emotions.
Yeah,
everybody has these emotions. Yeah.
Sometimes
and
you can redirect your mindset, but sometimes it's like, you just, okay, this is just a day. Things are not working right. And that, you know, just don't let that bring you down. But at the same time, you don't have to, you know, stuck yourself with positive. No, I have to think positive. I have to, you know, it's just let it slide. It's one day, and, you know, it's cool if it doesn't. If not everything works as you planned.
Yeah.
So I'm just forcing things sometimes doesn't work. That's all I wanted to say.
Yeah, but don't get stuck in that moment of, you know, you're just angry. You know, guys, you know, the people who, they're just angry on Monday, and they're still angry on Tuesday, and they're still angry on Wednesday. And I'm like, that cannot be healthy for you. You know, you have to now, this is when, again, we say, now you have to shift your mindset. It's time to shift gears because you're stuck. And if you do that extensively, it can't be good for you because you really get stuck in that loop. And then it becomes a habit, and then it becomes who you are, and then it starts to define you. You know, there are people who we all can agree, you know, people say, oh, that one, they're always angry. And I always ask myself, how can people define you as always angry? How can that become your character? You know, that's what now you're defined
as. If you practice it enough, you know, if
exactly.
you practice it enough, then that's like, you know, an automatic pilot. That's
yeah.
who you are. It's like the push of a button.
Yeah. So, y'all, we are telling you, you know, you have those emotions, you know, really, you know, don't be scared of your emotions. Everybody has them, all of them. It's not, you know, and it's normal, it's natural. You know, don't try and hide it or, you know, suppress it too mm-hmm. much, but don't get too stuck in it. You know,
I have a good tip for you guys. I have a very good friend, which is Faith, and she is always relaxing with a bowl of wine. No, just a glass of wine. I know you would be like kicking my ass later on, like in the future.
No, it's fine. I am not. No.
But
it's
really,
okay.
I mean, it's actually.
I like my glass of red wine, and
result.
It's red wine at that. We're keeping it real over here. It's no problem. Mm hmm. Go for it, Chad.
It's actually, you know, it has actually been shown, like, you know, on the, what is it called, like, statistics, that if you take, like, a glass of wine every day, not a whole bottle, though, you don't want to get, like, alcoholic, you know, but if you take, like, a glass
y'all,
of wine...
Y'all, that's a disclaimer.
Like,
and
so
do not take the wine if you're on medication. We are not doctors.
We're doctors, no. So we don't want you guys to do something.
Some of y'all need to be taking water and smoothies. Mm-hmm. Go on, Chad.
Yeah, but it's actually shown that it's actually, first of all, it's very good for your body, and you feel kind of relaxed too. You know, it's just like you're just chilling with the wine, you know, and with the friends, with the ones that you love around you, with the dearest ones, and you just, you know, I think actually sometimes, you know, people are also like. You're taking life very hard, you know, like very sensitive. Is it clinging? Is it like, you know, like a contagious thing? Like, you know, you feel like, because I have this thing, like sometimes I'd be like, shit, my living room, everything has to just be like, bing, 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 you know, like I have my cleaning phase. But it's just like, sometimes I think like I shouldn't be like that. Because like, you know, I think by the time when you get older and older, it actually affects your brain, you know? It's like, now I'm maybe too clean, you know? Maybe people around me, it's actually annoyed because, like, why is this chick have to clean all the time? Or sometimes actually people get afraid of you because they think, like, okay, now we're sitting in your couch. Can we sit here? Okay, we're not going to make any dust on it, right? So I think sometimes you really have to take life easy and just go with the flow. Of course, you have to clean, you know, like the normal ones, you know. But, you know, I think actually some people, they once actually have this, you know, topic, you know, in with Dr. Phil, that people came in, you know, it was like a couple. And then they were having so many arguments because of the wife or the man suddenly become this sensitive guy. He couldn't, like, every half an hour, he has to take the vacuum and clean, like Hoover, or do something else, you know? So I think it's like, I don't know. But I think you have to balance it, you know, when it's work, then it's work. When you get home, then it's home. So, yeah.
I think it's balanced. And Kuta, yeah, let me, I just need to follow up on what you're saying. I want to piggyback on what you're saying about, you know, doing all these things, maybe those could cause stress. And Kuta, would you say that life is simple and we sometimes just overcomplicate it?
In a way. I mean, depends how you look at it. That there is this saying that life is actually simple, but humans complicate it. And that's true to some extent, I guess. I mean, when you look at your own life or when I look at my own life, I can say that it's perhaps much simpler compared to someone else's life. Or, you know, I can do that thing by comparison. I don't know if you can evaluate life as complicated as it or as simple. I think life is just life. It's hard to, I mean, you know, compared to, let's say I had a, you know, normal, happy childhood, and I have pretty much, I have what I want by this age. And so I guess I could say that my life is fine and good and simpler than somebody who has to, you know, who grew up without parents or, you know, without food, since we were talking about, you know, WAFA and how we are trying to actually secure basic needs for people who don't have them. You know, I had everything growing up in this respect. So my life was much simpler than someone else's. But then again, at times, to myself, my life seems really, really complicated to me. While, you know, if I would tell you about some of the stuff that I'm thinking about, you might say, well, that's not really a problem, or that's not really a complication in your life. You're just seeing it like that. I mean, some of my friends tell me sometimes when I talk to them about, you know, okay, this is really complicated, and I don't know what decision to make, and, you know, so it's all a matter of perspective, I think.
And do you think
it's very
that,
relative.
You know,
it's a big question, you know, to ask me, is life simple or is complicated? I think it's, you know, it's complicated to answer it.
It's complicated because I was just thinking, you know, as we've been talking, you know, throughout the show, I think we live in a world that we're constantly bombarded and encouraged to want more, 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 and to strive for more, achieve more. And so, as you know, as we were talking, I was actually thinking, you know, do you think that we should instead be encouraged more to just be content and happy, you know? Can we actually learn that? Do you think that's a behavior that we can learn, just to be content, you know, allow ourselves to relax from the stresses of achieving this and achieving that? And I'm not saying don't be ambitious, don't have any goals, y'all. That's not what I'm saying. But, you know, learn to be content, you know, to show gratitude for what you have, you know. Is that something that we can actually learn, to be appreciative, to be content?
Yeah, I mean, that's definitely something we should do and we should learn. But you're mentioning this now, and I was thinking, I was going a little bit back to the idea of the food for soul and how, you know, basically, well, we are what we eat in physical terms, and we are what we feed ourselves, what we feed our minds with to a great extent. So, you know, obviously the world we live in has different standards, and often we feel the pressure of doing more or getting more or being better, whatever that means, and we take that from a lot of the stereotypes that we live by, our, you know, media created.
I know, right?
I
like the way you said whatever that means. Mm-hmm. I like the way you said whatever that means, because some of these definitions, they're so broad, you know, if you really want to chop them up, they're so broad. But sorry to interrupt you. Mm-hmm. Go on.
No, that's fine. But I just wanted to get back to this idea of how we, you know, how we feed our mind, because I have a background in media, right? So I'm a media scholar. I've spent my last several years researching the media, and my Facebook page, for example, I follow a lot of media organizations, and I get news from there. And most of the news is, you know, negative news, as they say in journalism school, bad news is good news. And, you know, it kind of puts you in a certain mindset. So there was a time, for example, when there were the attacks in Paris, and then in Beirut, and then in Turkey, and all that kind of builds into a mindset that it sets you into thinking about the world and thinking about your life in a certain way. So because we started talking about soul food, you know, and we somehow, of course, this is about empowerment, about developing ourselves and so on, but we have to also be aware of the junk soul food. because
I like that, y'all. That is a pearl, like the hashtag junk soul food. Y'all
but
need to be aware
honestly,
of that.
I mean, there's a lot of it out there, and we're feeding ourselves with it every day without realizing sometimes. It kind of builds into who we are and how we look at things and how we evaluate things. And that was just
and Kuta,
we have to go back to learn, you know,
how can we identify junk soul food? I am just going to hop on that one, and I'm going to just steal that and own it and use it, because I think sometimes those things happen so subconsciously that we don't even take time to, you know, we don't even
pay attention. And we're actually absorbing all this junk soul food, you know, in our mind, in our thoughts, you know, and it's actually making us quite toxic, you know. How can we identify this junk soul food?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, I just came up with this now, so it's not like I have an answer for it.
I am totally in love with that one. I'm going to be telling everybody I know that when they tell me those stories, I'm like, you are operating on junk soul food. Delete.
But no, I mean, for me, it was really a matter of, okay, now I need to stop. It was... Simply, I was basically... Well, I was doing research, actually, so I had to read all that stuff. But, you know, the more I read it, the more my mind was getting on that road in which, you know, this world is sort of hopeless. And you know, what it is, it doesn't even matter what I'm doing because everything is going down the drain, you know. The world is basically destroying itself and, you know, I can't really do anything to change it. So, you know, one of the things that I did, well, I had to finish my research article, but after that was basically disconnect for a while, just stop. Because I think you can identify to some extent what makes you... you know, unhealthy, what makes you think unhealthy.
And you can tell how, you know, your moods are changing, the way you feel,
yeah, I mean,
you know, if you're self-conscious.
Yeah, mm-hmm. But I guess, or maybe sometimes not. I mean, I don't know. Sometimes you might need, you know, someone around you or someone next to you who can have a fresh eye because you're just too absorbed into what you're consuming, whatever that is, that you can't really see that it's bad for you.
Yeah, and I totally agree with you. Mm-hmm, go on, chat.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, yeah. But I think actually I'm agree on her as well, because sometimes that the stuff that you do in everyday life is like it becomes such a like a routine for you that sometimes maybe you cannot see it yourself. I mean, what is the positive thing and what is the negative thing and what is like if actually you could do that differently, because you know for your you will just be blind for it. You wouldn't be able to see it. But that, like you're saying, the people around you, you know, family, friends, you know, the one that really knows you and they care for you, they will be able to tell you, you know, like, hey, dude, wake up, you know, like there is something going on here. Like, this is not good, you know, for yourself. It will be better for you if you go ahead and do this or the other stuff. Sometimes actually what you're saying that you just go blind and you don't know, and then you're just going to go and, you know, and you go deeper and deeper and deeper, and then it's just like, yeah, maybe you should have had somebody to tell you, you know, maybe you could have done things differently in the
mm-hmm.
in the things that you do in a day-to-day life. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's a good question for everyone listening, maybe, you know, how do you identify that you're feeding on junk food, and how do you change that?
Well, I will share something in the chat. They just say media is all junk.
Oh, okay.
Yes, that's what they're saying. They're like,
wow.
Media is all junk. Most of them have been writing. I mean, they go really, really fast. Sometimes I can't keep up. But most of them have been writing. They don't even watch the news. Some have been writing. They don't have a television anymore. So there's a lot of things. Those are people I think who have identified, this is not good for me, so I just need to get rid of this tool, you know. And I think that is very good self-awareness and keeping it real with yourself. If you can't handle something, you need to think about your health first. If something is really affecting you, then, you know, make the changes. So that's what they've been writing. You know, many of them have gotten rid of their televisions. They write here. A lot of news is negative, negative.
Yeah, television is one thing, you know. I mean, but television was, you know, something maybe to get rid of, like, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago. But right now, we're all, you know, we're connected everywhere. You know, everyone's on social media. I mean, this radio show, I'm in Denmark, you're in Denmark. People are in the U.S. and everywhere else. You know, we're dependent on the media. So, you know, how about your Facebook account? How about your, it's really cool. I have people who, I have friends who have disconnected like almost completely. And I think that's, you know, that's a great, if you can live like that, that's perfectly fine. But for example, for me, I'm still using the media a lot. I'm in touch with my friends and my family. And, you know, we work online, most of the stuff that, you know, for example, at
I know, Ankuta, I don't know how we could do it without media. I really am appreciative of media.
You know, a lot of it is junk, but
Yeah, I know, but I could, like, you know, when I connect with my family, my friends, you know, like, some of us really need this media, this connection, and so I'm actually very grateful for it, because
yeah,
it makes
a
things
lot
a lot
stuff.
Simpler.
I mean,
But I'm also, you know, I respect their we both respect their decision, and also, like you mentioned, your friends are doing it, and you say, you know, it really works for them, you know. But do whatever floats your boat. We're all about soul food, you know, a healthy mind, a healthy spirit. If it doesn't work for you, do not do it, you know. And yeah, we hear people saying the news is so negative, and of course, the first question is, then why do you watch it? You know, because we live in a world today where you can actually choose what you want to watch. You know, growing up, you had certain programs, you know, I don't know about you, Ankita, but we had like a fixed program schedule growing up. And, you know, that was it. If you wanted to watch something, you flipped through maybe 5 channels and that was it. But now you have Netflix, you know, you have all these different things. So you don't have to be stuck watching just one thing. You know, you can switch channels. Yeah, press switch, you know, and watch something else. Yeah, but
yeah.
That's what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the feedback.
Mm-hmm. You can do that, but at the same time, I mean, you know, in terms of news, for example, I mean, you can flip between, you know, 10, 20, 30, 40 channels, and actually, yeah, they're different, but they're quite the same in the way they approach, you know, there's definitely an audience for these things, because otherwise, I mean, we're always mentioning like news as, you know, the negative, you know, maybe junk food for the soul and the mind, but then there's a lot of other kind of junk food, like, I don't know, well, this is a very personal opinion, so I don't want to, you know, insult anyone who, but like reality.
Oh, go for it,
Ankita.
They didn't have, they didn't
so,
pay
you, know,
you no mind when they were sharing their feedback. Go for it.
But that's fine. I mean, I completely agree with that feedback. I have a TV and I'm paying for full channels. I never watch it, you know, and I've been saying for the last six months that I have to stop spending money on
that.
Oh,
you said the food channels? Food channels.
No, I mean like
you said like you had a channel that you had like a CD and then was it like there was channels on that or?
No, I have a TV. I have a TV. I mean, I still have a TV, but I'm not using it. Although I pay for the channel.
Oh, mm-hmm. You were going to say something about other junk, other than news, because we were focusing too much on news.
Right.
Well,
and that's where
I mentioned reality shows because it's, yeah, for me it's something.
Oh my
that,
goodness!
You know,
you don't like reality shows, or
I'm not necessarily a fan, but there's a huge audience for it, and it's, of course, it's a question of, again, you know, is it junk food or not? I mean, there's such a huge audience for reality shows and any kind of, you know, talent shows, and, you know, is it all junk? I don't think so. I don't
is
know.
Is it even reality?
My question is, is it
even reality? That is not the reality I see every day. You know, what they portray on these reality TVs. Is that even reality? I don't know.
Well...
At least it's not in my space. That is, nothing is a reflection of my reality, my surrounding. So I always ask myself, is that really reality? I just think it's just staged, and, you know, they make all that stuff up. There's nothing really real about that, really. I think it's just a show with the title reality TV, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's just my humble opinion. Uh-huh. Go for it, Chaz.
No, but I mean, I think like some people, yeah, like you're saying, the people that make all the reality shows, I would say usually all the reality shows actually come from the States. So it's like, because I haven't seen that many European reality shows. I mean, sometimes they try to, you know, make some. Okay, well, there is actually one, the Danish one. I don't know, of course, you know, it calls the family from Poison.
I don't know what that is.
Like,
please tell me, what is it about?
Well, that is
what
like is a reality, like a Danish that is like the Danish reality show. You know, they're trying to have this reality show, like what, you know, like these sisters.
Yeah,
it's like, well, I don't know if people, of course, know it, but there is this boxer in Denmark, and his name is Michael Tesla, and then it's actually his sister that made this reality show. and all.
But what is it about? What is the show about?
It's just
is it like housewives or models?
It's not housewives. Yeah, I will tell you now. It's just like their life, you know? Like she has the tattoo salon and then she closes it down. And then they're just, you know, it's just like what they do in a daily life. Like sometimes they have to go out. Sometimes she has to do a surgery with the, you know, get their bigger breasts or whatever. So, but I'm just saying that, you know, what we're talking about, the reality show is just like, it's usually, well, a lot of them, they come from the States. But it's just like, if you watch it, it's just like, it's people that don't have anything to do. And then it's just like you're following the lights, you know? It's like, for example, the one that is like in the States, like the real wife from Beverly Hills or somewhere else, you know, in the States. It's like they don't do anything. They're so bored. So, like, okay, now let's go now for the cocktail party or something. You know, they don't do anything.
But what would you say is the impact of these shows? What is the impact of these shows?
The impact
but
is just
clearly,
just
they have a lot of viewers and there's a lot of interest. So are they shaping society or does society need this? What I can't connect the dots. Somebody help me.
Yeah, of course you cannot connect with that because it's like because it's the life that you and me, you know. I mean, we don't. I mean, it will be boring to have that kind of life because it's like they don't really have a life. But I know what you mean. It's like why is it then that people actually like to watch this?
Okay, well, I think we can talk about social media and, you know, and all these reality shows forever, but we have 10 minutes left on the show. Ankuta, thank you, thank you, thank you for hanging out with us. Please leave us with some simple tips that we can try and use. I say try because some of us are going to be like, really? That seems really hard, but we're going to do our utmost best to try our best to really get that moving, you know. Give us some simple tips of how to find balance in our life. Give us some soul food.
Wow.
What can we do? Yeah. Somebody in the chat has already put that we can exercise yoga. Hashtag yoga.
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Okay.
You know,
and could I go for it?
Yeah, no, I mean, definitely exercise, but I think there's not, you know, I'm not really big on, you know, giving people advice, but I guess from, you know, from my background of what I've been working with, I think the best advice I can give you is, you know, try to connect with people at a very real level, you know. I mean, we're all connected through different platforms, but, you know, just don't forget to just talk to each other live and get, you know, get together with the people you care about, get together with the people you like to listen to and hang out with, you know, get that kind of real feeling human interaction as much as you can. So don't, you know, get out into real life. I guess that's the best I can give you for now.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really have any sort of
I like that.
Know.
Spend more time with your loved ones.
Yeah,
you know,
spend more
your
time.
Friends.
Yeah.
Spend more time. We know you're busy. We know that. We feel that. But you know what? Tomorrow is not promised. How would you feel if you didn't take time to spend with your loved ones? And they're no longer there. I'm just putting it out there. I know I'm making y'all feel guilty, but y'all need to go out and do that. Hashtag Ankuta Wisdom. Spend more time with your loved ones. Very important.
Yeah.
They got to go and do that. And don't text them and go like, yeah, I texted them in the morning. She means go and get that physical connection.
Well,
yeah,
you
go
know,
for
text
it, Chad.
Them too. I mean, if that's the only way you can get in touch with them, let's not, you know, underestimate the power of connectivity and of the, you know, digital media in this sense, you know, because as I said, a lot of my family and friends are away. So, you know, thank God for Skype and other, you know, technical stuff that we can use.
I just thought you meant the physical connection.
Yeah, I know.
Okay.
I mean that. Mm. I mean that. Mm. I definitely mean that. If it's possible, you know, get out there and have a, you know, real interaction. But I just meant that, you know, you don't have to.
And there's something you shared, which I think is very important earlier on the show. You said I think you said something which I perceived as, you know, just smile more, you know, smile more, something like that. I took that at least from you. Mm-hmm. Go on, Chad.
Yeah.
What were you saying?
Yeah, we're just saying that I agree to, you know, like, try to, you know, take one day at a time and then try. Well, my deal is also, like, try to, if you're, like, try, you know, you have time, either like exercise, you know, take a walk, take a run, or I don't know, put yourself in a fitness center, have a membership, and then be with the ones that, like we just said, that you know, you care about your family, your friends, and just be real, man, because I think that's the way that, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
There's something very, very cool in the chat. They posted something, and I think I want to share that with you. They said that you should be true to yourself, and I agree with you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I think, yeah, that's very important, just being true to yourself. Just be yourself. Mm-hmm. Well,
yeah.
I thank you, ladies, for hanging out
with somebody else.
What's that, Chad?
Yeah. I was just going to say, don't try to be somebody else, because then you can be you all faking it. Then it's just gonna go down to the hill. It's not going up. It's gonna go the other way around. So,
I know, right?
Yeah.
It's going south. Yeah. Yeah. Ankuta, please share Ankuta, before we leave, please share some of the activities that WAFA is currently working on, and anything that, you know, they need to know, anything you'd like them to get involved in at WAFA.
Well, right now we just closed the application stage. So we've received about 100, almost 180 applications from amazing projects around the world dealing with water, air, and food security. And we're going to start posting about these amazing solutions on our social media and website soon. And yeah, what I would, you know, like everyone to do who's interested in this is basically follow us, you know, follow our website, follow our social media, because we're going to have a voting campaign at some point after summer, I think probably in September. And you will have the chance to actually check some of these amazing projects and select those that you vote on those that you find the best and most you know, rewarding. So I think you should definitely check our social media and website and stay tuned. That's where we are now. Right now we have expert committee that's looking at all the projects and applications we've received, you know, and see if they meet the sustainability criteria, and then, you know, it's going to be a public vote, and the best one will be chosen by the public. So you all have the chance to get involved in choosing the best solution that can make a difference for many people around the world.
That's gonna be fun. I can't wait for that.
I hope so.
Going to be exciting, definitely exciting. Interesting things going on at WAFA. So, you know, check out the website. I put it for y'all in the chat. For those of you on the call lines, you need to just Google WAFA Award and hit us up, drop us a message, say hello. We're on Facebook and we're also on Twitter and on Instagram, right? On TikTok and Instagram as well. So, y'all, you know, whatever floats your boat, come hang out with us over there. Thank you so much for hanging out with us, Ankuta, once again.
Thank you
y'all
so much.
Have been hanging out with Ankuta Tata.
It's been great.
Yes,
thanks,
yes,
everyone.
Yes. She is the communications director at WAFA. We appreciate her. Thank you so much, Ankuta. It's been an absolute pleasure hanging out with you. You've given us some amazing soul food and things that we can do. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much. An absolute pleasure.
Thank you.
All right, so I'm going to take us out with something really relaxing. I wish you all a fantastic weekend. Y'all need to enjoy what is left of the summer if you're in Copenhagen. Oops, yes, we are getting punked over here. But for those of you who have super weather, enjoy that. It's a blessing. We over here, really, you're blessed. Thank you, Ankuta. Thank you, Shaz. I love you all.
Thank you.
Vielen Dank, Leon, Christina.
Thank you
for coming. Ich liebe, liebe euch und vielen, vielen Dank. Thank you to all the guests and everyone on the call lines. If y'all have questions, hit us up on Twitter or on Facebook, or you can drop us an email on our website. We're absolutely looking forward to reading all your Q&As and your feedback. Absolutely love those. Thank you, ladies. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, everyone listening.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Yes. So that was Ankuta Tata. Y'all enjoyed her? I know, right? She's so amazing. Yes. Yes, she was absolutely pleasant to have, right? Yes. Absolutely pleasant to have. Shaz, what did you think of the show?
I think it was great, and I think it was she had some good, you know, stuff to tell us, and it was a pleasure to have her in the show. It's always, you know, a pleasure to have somebody that can share their stuff all around the world and with you and me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's actually great. Yeah.
Yeah, so, she's super cool. You should absolutely check out the website. It's really cool. There's a lot of cool stuff going on Waffle.
So I'm not worried at all.
I know, right? Okay, Shaz. Well, nice hanging out with you. Always a pleasure.
Pass
my regards to the family. Always a pleasure. Cheers. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.